The halls of Blackwood High, adorned with dusty championship banners and peeling pep posters, pulsed with a nervous hum. It was the kind of quiet that settles after a scream, one that lingers in the air like cobwebs. The victim, cheerleader Tiffany Hudson, had been found crumpled in the janitor's closet, her pom-poms stilled, her sequined uniform stained crimson. Principal Weatherspoon, a man whose comb-over mirrored the school's architectural disrepair, addressed the student body with a megaphone the size of a tuba. His voice, usually booming with announcements about pep rallies and bake sales, crackled with a forced calm. "This is an isolated incident," he rasped, the megaphone amplifying the tremor in his chin. "Blackwood High remains a safe haven."
"Safe haven?"
Ava, a lanky junior with paint-splattered sneakers and eyes perpetually rimmed with coal, snorted. Safe havens didn't have chalk outlines in the janitor's closet, or whispers of a shadowy figure flitting through the steam tunnel's Blackwood, with its creaking floorboards and flickering fluorescent lights, had always simmered with unease. But now, it was a pressure cooker about to burst. The whispers started in the hushed corners of the library, snaking their way through the bleachers at the football game.
"The Raven,"
they hissed, a name plucked from the school's Edgar Allan Poe obsession. The Raven, they said, was a student, someone among them, cloaked in secrets and shadows. Ava, with her macabre sensibilities and penchant for Poe, found herself thrust into the investigation, not by the bumbling detectives, but by the whispers themselves. She started noticing things. A half-erased equation on the chem lab whiteboard that morphed into a macabre raven sketch under the right tilt of the head. A janitor's cart inexplicably abandoned in the dead of night, its cleaning fluid staining the linoleum an unnatural black. The creaking floorboards in the abandoned art wing, forming a chilling rhythm like a raven's tap-tap-tap. One rainy afternoon, hunched over a worn copy of The Raven, in the library Ava saw it. A fleeting movement in the rain-streaked window, a glint of obsidian eyes beneath a dark hood. The Raven. A thrill of morbid fascination shot through her, followed by a bone-deep terror. This wasn't a spooky legend, it was real, and it was watching her. As the body count mounted, the once vibrant halls of Blackwood became a macabre tableau. The football field, usually echoing with cheers, stood silent, the goalposts like skeletal claws reaching for the leaden sky. The students, once boisterous and carefree, shuffled like ghosts, their faces drained of color. Ava, fueled by a morbid curiosity and a desperate need to stop the Raven before it claimed another victim, delved deeper into the school's dark underbelly. She unearthed a forgotten history, a tale of a Poe-obsessed janitor who, decades ago, had been accused of macabre pranks that turned deadly. He was never caught, vanishing into the labyrinthine steam tunnels beneath the school. Now, whispers claimed, his spirit, fueled by the school's Poe mania, had found a new host, a student vessel for its murderous whims. The climax arrived during the annual Edgar Allan Poe Day pageant. Ava, crowned the reluctant queen, watched in horror as the play devolved into chaos. Smoke billowed from the stage, choking the auditorium. When it cleared, the Raven stood bathed in red spotlight, a cruel parody of the costumed students around him. The chase that followed was a blur of adrenaline and terror. Ava, nimble and quick, used her knowledge of the school's hidden nooks and crannies to evade the Raven, his rasping breaths echoing through the deserted halls. Finally, they reached the steam tunnels, a dank underworld of hissing pipes and dripping shadows. There, in a cavern echoing with the school's tortured groans, Ava faced the Raven. He was no hulking brute, but a frail boy, his eyes burning with a fanatical gleam. He spoke of vengeance, of channeling the spirit of Poe to punish the school that had ostracized him, the classmates who had mocked him. Ava, tears streaming down her face, pleaded with him, reminding him of the beauty in Poe's words, the hope that shimmered beneath the darkness. With a final, wrenching sob, she smashed a vial of luminous paint, the school's annual pageant glitter, against the wall. The tunnels, once cloaked in darkness, were bathed in an ethereal glow, a stark counterpoint to the Raven's obsidian heart. He faltered, his eyes flickering between the blinding light and the darkness he craved. Then he vanished. Not with a cry of rage, but with a whimper, a hollow echo of the tortured soul he'd become. The steam tunnels, momentarily illuminated by the glitter's spectral glow, became swallowed by darkness once more.
Ava collapsed against the dripping pipe, her heart hammering against her ribs like a trapped raven. Blackwood High returned to a semblance of normalcy, though the echoes of the raven's terror lingered in the shadows. The whispers subsided, replaced by a somber unease. The paint stains on the janitor's closet floor were bleached away, but the memory of Tiffany's blood remained an invisible stain on the school's soul. Ava, forever marked by her encounter with the raven, couldn't bring herself to celebrate the return to normalcy. She saw the darkness flicker in the eyes of her classmates, a reminder of the potential for cruelty that lurked beneath the surface of every teenage heart. She became the school's unofficial keeper of secrets, a guardian against the encroaching shadows, the girl who knew what lurked in the corners of Blackwood High, beyond the reach of megaphones and pep rallies.